That is New Politics, and tonight you're perfect on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. And do I dare say some perfect thing about Deb Loesch? I knew that would get a laugh.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to stretch to find that one, so keep trying.
Nah, we love having you here. Deb Loesch from the Columbus City Chamber of Commerce. You are, and I never remember, you are part of the tourism and bringing people to the wonderful city of Columbus.
Yes, I'm the director of the Columbus Platte County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Convention and Visitors Bureau. Yes. That's what it is. And you brought a guest with you.
I did. I brought Pat Mueller from Ramada and the Bistro.
Yes, because they are
a passport stop this year.
Nice. Yes. Good morning to you too, Pat.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
All right. And so we're talking about the passport program, which is how many years have they been doing this, Deb?
This is the 10th anniversary.
Wow. Yeah. And I love the categories this year. They look like they're going to be so much fun.
Yeah, we always enjoy seeing what the Tourism Commission comes up for those category names. And those really aren't decided until all the applications come in. They see what they have and then they start working with it. So our categories this year is Not All What You Thought.
I love that one.
Yeah. Quirky Nebraska, Rural Gems, Bite of Nebraska, Beautiful Nebraska, Family Fun, Nebraska Stories, History Alive, Happy Hour, that's my favorite, and Shop Nebraska.
So lots of good ones. And there's really something for everybody.
There is. There is not one passport stop that we haven't touched every age. You have the Lincoln Children's Zoo. You have other places that are, have activities for kids. And then you have like the foodie drink for the adults. It's really a great family activity. And we actually have some families that homeschool their kids, and they use this as part of their curriculum.
Oh, that's a really cool idea. Yep. And it's neat because you really will see all across Nebraska. I mean, we've got stuff right here in our backyard with Pat at the Bistro, but we've also got stuff. In fact, we found a new town we'd never heard of before.
That's right. Who knew there was McGrew, Nebraska?
There is, and it's a part of the passport.
That's
tour,
right. So. Yes, and as we were talking here earlier, it seems to me this year that they have touched more smaller communities in Nebraska. And they definitely, that is the goal, is to, you have reached almost every corner of the state. They spread them out, but this is really a great selection this year. 70 stops throughout Nebraska.
So, Pat, you were saying that you've already had people stopping by. Is that right?
We have. The passport program has just taken off like wildfire. Wednesday, May 1st, May Day, was the very first day. And in the 2 days, we've had over 40 visitors.
Oh, my.
And it's been awesome. A lot of them have come in and had lunch with us in the Bistro. So we've gotten to hear their story about why they're doing the passport, how many years they've done it. One couple's been doing this since 2014. They had their T-shirt on with the passport logo, and they just do this as a fun thing, kind of like their mini vacation all across Nebraska. So fun.
And I know there are people that come from outside Nebraska as well, because it's such a neat program.
That's true. I was looking over our list of where people have come from, and in addition to local people, we've had people from further across the state, Clay Center, Grand Island, and I was just overwhelmed when I looked at the sign-in sheet and saw someone from Portland, Oregon, and someone from Hawaii. Now, I'm not sure they came just to Columbus to get their stamp, but they have their passport, and they're going to see Nebraska.
Very cool. Yeah.
And I have the stats from last year, and we actually had 46 different states represented who had turned in passports.
Wow, 46 of the 50. That is pretty amazing.
Yeah. So really, this program was designed, it wasn't necessarily designed for people from out of state. It was more designed for people who live in Nebraska, for us to appreciate what we have in Nebraska. So when people come, people are well versed, they can help us sell the state and tourism. So this has really just mushroomed into other people maybe coming for a different purpose, but partaking of our passport and exploring what we have.
And it's so neat because for us here in Nebraska, you know, if you're someone that maybe doesn't have a lot of time or a lot of money, staycations are amazing.
Yes. Yes, they are. And you know, it doesn't take, you know, you can do a good day trip and back and forth. And our lodging, you know, we're known for our great lodging in the state. So, and there's a great variety in lodging in the state. So, yes, it's wonderful.
So, Pat, with being on the passport program, have you decided maybe to offer some specials throughout the summer to people who come in?
Well, we do. each one of the stops has the option of doing some sort of a deal or a discount or a coupon. And so what we're doing is 10% off anything that you would decide to partake of at the Ramada, whether it's dining in the bistro, having a drink in Whiskey Sands, or even if you decide that you want to stay overnight in Columbus and do a whole weekend here, you can do 10% off of your room. And you get that discount the day that you come in and have your passport stamped. So we want to offer that. And then throughout the summer, as we do special events, we're collecting emails if people choose to share that so that we can let them know about other things that they might want to come back and partake of, well, like maybe a wine tasting or a special food event.
Or Columbus Days.
Or Columbus Days, that's right. That'll Absolutely. Be coming up later. So yeah. That's always great fun.
All right, we're going to keep Deb and Pat here and find out more about the passport program coming up here on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. Demi Lovato, Give Your Heart a Break on Clear 101. It is 7:21 on a finally Friday morning. We're back with more Community Spotlight. We have got Deb Loesky and Pat Mueller with us talking about the Nebraska Passport Program. And Deb, tell us exactly what this entails. What do we do with the passport program?
What you do is the program goes from May 1st to September 31st. You can do it two ways. You have to get a passport. So you can actually get an actual passport book, which you can get those at Ramada as their passport stop. Don't come to my office. I'm just going to send you right to Pat. So just go right past my office and pick it up. Or you can do actual mobile app. Or you can do both, like I do. I always want to stop to know that I'm there, so I get the book stamped and digitally passport stamped. So what you do is you just plan a route, you pick which stops you want to go to, and experience it, enjoy it, get your passport stamped, and then move on. Based on how many stamps you do, there's different levels for prizes. If you complete all 70 stops, you automatically get a prize package. And then you get thrown in for some grand prizes. And there's also prizes that some of the passport stops, both present and past, that are offering prizes.
Oh.
So that's all you have to do, really, is just take your book with you, explore, and have a good time.
And you don't have to do all of one tour or all of the stops. You know, pick and choose if that's what you want to do.
That's
if you
right.
have limited time.
That's right. Just, you know, that's what I like about the book is, you know, it kind of has a brief description of each one. You kind of take a look, maybe circle the ones that are of interest to you. But if you're going to that one, there might be one along the way. Now, there is no cost to this program. Mm-hmm. None of the stops can force you to buy something to eat or to pay their admission fee. While we encourage it, maybe you don't have time, but you think, oh my God, that looks really interesting. Then go back when you have a little more time to explore. That's the purpose of the program, is just to see what there is across the state of Nebraska.
So Pat, how did you become part of the passport program this year?
Well, there are a limited number of stops that are actually chosen. And last fall, we submitted an application. Our marketing director, Shelby Kamek, worked with us along with some advice from Deb as far as what we should do and how we put our information together. But you submit an application to the State Tourism Committee and tell them about why you think your location is interesting and important and why you want people to come in and stop, sort of what you have to offer that's unique. And then they go through the selection process, and then you're notified. Deb, I can't remember when we actually found out.
Maybe about a month and a half ago or
yeah,
2 months ago.
Yeah, that if you're going to be on the stop, and it goes from there. So there is a little bit of a process to go through to apply, and it's quite an honor to be chosen. So we were just thrilled to be on the passport program this year.
I know there are lots and lots of places that apply.
Yeah. I don't remember the number of applications. So it's the tourism staff, who I work very closely with, they have no problem with needing to find someone. This has become a much bigger problem. And just to put this into perspective, most states who do passport programs, they just fail miserably. They're just time consuming. They're struggling. And Nebraska is actually an example. We have actually gone and spoke to other states about how successful this program is. When we hired our new tourism director, he went, oh my God, a passport program? Really? And he is the biggest fan, and that attributes to that staff down there, that they have really put their heart and soul into this, and the state has embraced it. So we are a shining example that this is a very successful program, not only for Nebraska tourism and the state, but for each passport stop.
Yeah.
It's amazing the stories that come out of just the participants.
And we have had so many. I think we're very lucky because right here in the Columbus area, we have had a lot of stops. I know just in the past, we've had the museum, we've had the Hornetee Zoo, we've had the Flow Rider, we've had the Urban Farm Boutiques.
Yeah.
I can't even, Glure's Tavern.
Yes.
Woo.
Yes, for all, every 10 years, Columbus has had at least one and sometimes two stops. So we're very fortunate that we have great things to offer. And we have even more places that haven't been on the passport that will hopefully be on in the future.
Now, if someone wants to apply to be a part of the passport program, maybe for the next year, when should they start? What does it cost? And
It costs nothing to apply. When this program ends on September 31st, I think they take like a month off, and then there is a call for passport stops. If anybody's interested, they can contact me. And when those applications come out, you got to make sure they get them. It's all online. So it's just really being prepared in the fall for what you, kind of thinking ahead as to what you can offer. And just like Pat said, some of the questions they ask. But that's all it takes. It costs you nothing to apply.
And if you don't make it at first, try again.
That's right. That's right. I have helped Glure's Tavern the last 2 years with their passport program. And you just, because it costs nothing, you know, maybe next year they're going to need to fill that spot, and then Glure's will get picked. Now, Glure's has been on it a couple times, so that's, you know, but we're always looking for those unique places. But yeah, never give up. But just realize there's a lot of applications that come in. So,
and Pat, what are your hours there at the Bistro for people to come in?
Well, the Bistro itself actually is open for breakfast from 6 to 10 a.m. in the morning, which a lot of people don't know. They think that breakfast is just for the hotel guests, but it's not. Anyone from the community can come in and go through the buffet and have breakfast. So you can come as early as 6 o'clock and start off with your coffee. And then our lunch hours in the Bistro are from 11 to 2, and that's Monday through Saturday. Sunday mornings we have our Sunday brunch. And that's 10:30 to 1:30. Then in the evenings, we open up again for dinner from 5 to 9 every night of the week in the Bistro. And then if you want something else, light dinner, or snacks, appetizers, and a nice cocktail, you can head on over to Whiskey Sands and our little lounge there, which is really nice. We've done a lot of work over the past year, so if you haven't been in to check it out, it's got fireplaces and water features and comfy couches, but you can have a signature cocktail or just a good old Bud Light if you want and enjoy that atmosphere. And that's open Monday through Saturday night from 4:30 till close.
And congratulations to you for being a part of the Passport program this year.
Thank you.
It's really exciting. Deb, is there a place online that we can go to find out more?
You can go. There's actually a website. It's nebraskapassport.com. If you want a book, you can order it online. But it lists all the stops. It'll tell you where the app is. It'll give you all the information so you can get started immediately.
All right. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned. Coming up, we'll have news at 7:30 on Clear 101.